It was not as convincing a win as India would have liked, but it was enough to keep them alive in the Women's T20 World Cup. In hot and humid weather, they got the better of arch-rivals Pakistan by 6 wickets after their bowlers had done an excellent job by restricting the rivals to 10-58 on a rather sluggish pitch. One would have expected the Indian batters to show more urgency and chase the target much quicker to improve their net run rate. But with wickets falling at regular intervals, they had to be satisfied with getting to the target with just 7 balls to spare. Confidence-boosting victory. One could say that they have not only come back into contention, but also regained some confidence which was dented badly following their heavy defeat to New Zealand in their opening game. The big loss had hit their NRR too, which also required improvement. They did manage to improve it slightly, from 2.90 to 1.22, but still is a long way down compared with NRRs of the top two teams in the group: New Zealand, 2.90, and Australia, 1.90. Richa Ghosh takes a catch to dismiss Pakistan skipper Fatima Sana, although India only needed to score barely at 5.25 an over to overhaul the target. They were rather circumspect, preferring to play safe in the wake of their poor batting display against the White Ferns. Besides, opener Smriti Mandhana was back in the pavilion rather early. It was her second successive failure, which is not a good sign for India as she is a top-notch batter and her form is crucial to India's fortune in the tournament. Fortunately, Shefali Verma had some useful time in the middle, 32 off 35. Things slowed down when Jemima Rodriguez and Richa Ghosh were dismissed off successive balls. Skipper Kaur injured. Skipper Harmanpreet Kaur held one end up, but when the victory was in sight, she had to retire after spraining her neck. She slipped trying to play an extravagant shot. However, the following delivery, Sanjeevan Sajjana collected the brace needed for a win to bring joy to the faces of the goodly Sunday crowd who cheered the team lustily right through the match. When Pakistan opted to bat, the Indian team had a spring in their feet and their bowling for once was top class. All 5 bowlers were spot on, never allowing the Pakistan batters to break free. Opener Muniba Ali tried to break the shackles, but was stumped off the wily Shreyanka Patil. Be it pacers Renuka Thakur and Arundhati Reddy or the spinning trio of Shreyanka, Asha Sobhana and Deepti Sharma, were all parsimonious, conceding less than 6 an over. Just 8 fours by Pakistan. The Pakistani batters showed intent, but did not have the power or timing to clear the big boundaries on a low and slow wicket, managing just 8 fours during their innings. The experienced Nida Dar was the top scorer with 28 from 34 balls, and credit should be given to Harmanpreet Kaur, who rotated the bowlers well and kept up the pressure. She had the fielders in the right places and did not allow the batters freebies. Probably, the only sore point was the catching, with Sobhana dropping 2 sitters, while wicketkeeper Richa Ghosh let off a stumping. And after playing in the scorching afternoon heat, the India players must be happy to have 2 days of rest before their next game against Sri Lanka on Wednesday. Brief scores: Pakistan 10-58 in 20 overs, Ender 28, A. Reddy 319, S. Patil 212, lost to India 10-84 in 18.5 overs, S. Verma 32, F. Sana 223, by 6 wickets and